With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. A measure in the Washington State Legislature could be a model for other Western states, which would establish more oversight for a federal program that allows farms to recruit guest workers from other countries. The bill would create an Office of Compliance for the guest worker program, known as H-2A, and require employers to pay a fee for worker applications. The program has grown more than 1,000% over the past decade, but it's been unable to get more funding from the federal government. Rosalinda Guillen with Community to Community Development says H-2A workers face retaliation for protesting working conditions.
These growers and labor contractors that bring workers in blacklist workers who complain. So yes, we think that the growers prefer the H-2A program because it's a totally controllable captive labor force.
Meanwhile, Ryan Ogburn is with a farm labor organization and says the measure will instead create unnecessary regulations for farmers.
They're facing lower commodity prices, higher labor costs, higher operating costs, lower global markets. So it's just kind of a perfect storm of more regulation, more taxes, more costs for these employers, these farmers who are trying to get by, especially the smaller farms up here in Washington State.
Meanwhile, Community to Community Development disagrees that the state has a worker shortage and says the bill will give ESD the funding needed to analyze the issue. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.